Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
There's a lot of talk about the Epstein files. The story that I thought would die and go away because it had in the past has not died and gone away. And now the DOJ is scheduled to interview Ms. Maxwell, the very person who is in prison for procuring young women, high school girls, for Jeffrey Epstein's, what would we call it, Alex? I don't even know the name, and all of them would probably be gross, so we'll skip that.
Yes. all of the many crimes that he committed during his life, yes.
Alex Gonitano is with us. Thank you for joining us. She is a White House correspondent at The Hill. And so have members of the DOJ met with her today, or is that happening as we speak?
As we speak, basically. So they arrived at this Tallahassee jail where she's held for to meet her in the courthouse around 9 a.m. this morning. So we haven't heard reports of how it ended. We know that as Todd Blanche, who's basically the deputy to Attorney General Pam Bondi, was walking in to this courthouse, he told reporters no when asked if he had anything to say ahead of this meeting. So that's to go to show how closed door they've been about going into this. They've said we're going to talk to her, but no real details over what exactly they're looking for, what answers they want out of her, why they decided to talk to her, when we can all kind of connect the dots that after they said that there was nothing more to see with the Epstein files, after promoting that there would be, that people wanted more answers. So this is largely a result of that, but we'll see now. One of my big questions is, are they going to talk about what Blanche and Maxwell talked about and tell us publicly? Or is this going to be kind of a closed-door meeting that we never really get a lot of details on?
Alex, connect the dots for us, because the dots have just gone wacky for me. I mean, if Donald Trump is trying to appease his base by coming out with more information, at the same time, the Wall Street Journal and I think later the New York Times are reporting that the Attorney General told him in May that his name is in the Epstein files several times, it's in his interest to both conceal it and to reveal it. I don't know what comes out of this.
Yes, it is a very confusing and troubling back and forth that I think a lot of people want to know how to connect these dots. So, yeah, I mean, back during the 2024 election, we know the president talked about these so-called Epstein files and said that this was a, you know, way for Democrats to conceal it, and he promised to put these out. Now, a lot of his loyal base was, you know, excited about that. We're ready to see what was in these files. I mean, Epstein was convicted on very, very serious and extensive sex crimes, and people wanted answers. This was all kind of a weird way. Had he killed himself in jail, and what exactly happened there? And then when the president came into office, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, said, I have the Epstein list on my desk. That would have included who some of the people that Epstein associated with, some names, and a lot of people wanted names. Now they've come out and said there's really nothing to see here, and the president has encouraged people to move on from wanting answers about this. You're right, as now it's kind of confusing, the fact that they've sent in this top official for the DOJ to go talk to Maxwell, who's the person that's holding really all the secrets here, according to the information that we have. And so, you know, raise a lot of questions. Is this meeting kind of a way to just appease people who want answers but won't actually put out answers? Or is this really the Trump administration wanting information that they don't have either? And that these so-called files that may or may not actually, the so-called list that may or may not actually exist, it might be, you know, that Maxwell has to put some connected dots on some people there. So, you know, there's obviously people that look at this as a way that Trump's trying to protect himself. And another way people are looking at this is maybe Trump doesn't have all the answers, and they said that they did, and now they don't. But it's a very complicated and long road that we've been on with this.
Let's go way back. Epstein was charged in 2006 by a Palm Beach County grand jury with a single count of solicitation of prostitution after having heard from only two underage victims. The then state attorney, Barry Kirshner's prosecutors, tanked their own case because they told the girls during questioning, well, you're the criminals here. And of course, they're underage girls being charged with prostitution while they were, you know, let's say under the employ of Jeffrey Epstein. During that time, Pam Bondi is the Attorney General of Florida. Or later could have brought charges against him and did not do so. So she also seems to be at the center of this case, saying they had the goods, then they don't have the goods, and then maybe there's something they're not going to release. I mean, it really shakes everybody's confidence in what is the truth and if we will ever know it. Now, the question is, Ms. Maxwell, and I had read that she came from a very prominent British family. Her father, you know, very prominent, and she became close friends with Britain's Prince Andrew. He later would invite her to the royal residences, including Windsor Castle. Then she's hired by Epstein to manage his six households. She knows it all. Why are they talking to her, and does she have a lawyer present? And I guess the big question is, will she come out and spill the beans?
Yep. All big questions, and good to bring up that kind of past. I mean, Epstein was a very prominent figure in Palm Beach. So was President Trump, and still is. He also, you know, there's photos of them together, whatever else. Everybody knew that. He got elected with people knowing that. But I think the Pam Bondi thing is interesting, just to note that she was Attorney General of Florida. She was not someone who people, you know, I think came on people's radars once Trump became a president, and she was closely associated with her, but with him. But kind of interesting there that you're right. This is a case that would have been very close to home for her for a long time, since 2006. So now we have, you know, her right hand man down in Florida talking to Maxwell. You mentioned that she's was largely the connection with the royal family because she's British herself and had a connection with, or grew up in England and had a connection with Prince Andrew. Now Blanche is sitting down with her. They, you know, there's a lot of questions because she, you know, should technically know everything. You know, what we've learned about her and why she's really in jail is because of the fact that she, you know, solicited for him and was an accomplice in all of this, while also his longtime girlfriend and partner and whatever else. So that's really, I think, the answers that a lot of people are hoping for is what exactly more can she tell us? And people want names named throughout all of this. You know, that's, I think, the biggest thing that everybody's looking for is can she actually spill the beans as to who, what prominent figurehead besides, you know, the ones that we've heard about, like a Prince Andrew.
And she is in a low security federal prison. Can she speak to the media, or has she been given the chance and has chosen not to?
That's an interesting question. I think at this point, she has chosen not to, just in the sense of how sticky all of this is, and the fact that maybe also she, and a lot of people have brought this up, is this part of some sort of maybe deal that she can make if she talks to the government and helps with information instead of coming out and talking to the media? Would that kind of hurt her standing there?
Interesting.
But I think people have concerns about that too.
The difficult thing in this, and I know we got to go, Lisa, I always do this to you, but the information that they would be getting from her wouldn't be leading to prosecution of new people, right? It would be leading to exoneration of the White House, which makes it an unusual... makes it an unusual sort of negotiation or plea offer that they might be giving her, or pardon offer, or things such as that. They're not doing it to convict more people necessarily.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's really people looking for either, oh, I knew, I always thought that so-and-so was on the list, or people wanting to say, oh, good, our guy is not as involved as we thought he was. And I'm purposely not naming names here, but I think it's a lot of people just kind of looking to be exonerated, especially this White House. Well, you know, they've said that there is no there. It's made people wonder, okay, then what actually is this a cover-up, and what exactly are you covering up?
Yeah, and that just leads to more interest on everyone's part. Thank you for joining us, Alex.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.